Shalom Uvracha, we are starting another pasuk from the Vov's connection, Vov HaChibur, that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'eshtasha b'mitzvayisecho asher ahovti. Eshtasha is to have a pleasurable experience with the mitzvahs. It's interesting that David HaMelech is using this term for different things over the entire mizmah. We had the Shuashua Bechukoisecho by the Ois Beis. We had Gam Edoisecho Shashuye. And now we're talking about the Shuashua B'mitzvahs, B'klal HaMitzvahs. The idea behind it is that there's two ways of doing a mitzvah. Some people do mitzvahs because that's what you have to do. Some on a higher madriga do a mitzvah. I want to get a big Olam Habel. But the right, the lachatchilatik way of doing a mitzvah is v'shtasha mitzvah yisecho. This is the greatest pleasure I can have in my life, to do a mitzvah. Asher ahovti. It comes from a love. Because the mitzvahs are the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to bond our relationship with Him. A way to come deeply connected to the source of all good, to the eternal greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is through the mitzvahs. When a person looks at that, and every mitzvah is, wow, this is an exciting thing. Another opportunity to make myself a better person. Make myself doyma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And show my love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we're supposed to look at our mitzvahs. And it only starts from appreciating Hashem. Appreciating how much Hashem cares for us, watches over us, from the beginning of our nation, throughout history. We are that great, exalted nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are Hashem's beloved nation. And when we focus on how much Hashem loves us, and then recognize that the mitzvahs is not just something we have to do, but it's the greatest gift Hashem can give to mankind, and we are the ones who received it, then each one gives me a feeling of shiashua, something, a pleasurable interaction, something I'm excited about. And it deepens my ahava, my love between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Jewish nation. When Hillel was asked to encapsulate the whole Torah, standing on one leg, he said that that which you do not like to be done to yourself, don't do to others. And Rashi says it's based on a pasuk, Re'acha v're'ya avicha al tazov. Don't forsake your beloved friend, and the friend of your father. After Recha Kamoicha starts from Avas Hashem. Because if you don't put Hashem in the picture, then you are the one who's running your life, and everybody else is really competition between you and them. And it's really hard to really fully love the competition. But if we start from Avas Hashem, from the recognition of we have nothing of our own, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything was given to us with His love for us. And I am such a recipient of the goodness of Hashem. Then I feel so good with what I have. And then I want to emulate Hashem. Just like I received so much from Hashem. I want to do good to others. That's a tzelem elikim. We are like Hashem. Just like Hashem gives us life, we can give life to others. It doesn't take much. Somebody's just giving a person a smile, saying a good morning. You never know how much and how powerful effect that can have on the person. Sometimes just that time, he needs that little chizik. He sees that you relate to him in a positive fashion. It could be a young person, an older person, any age. Our tefillahs for our fellow Jews are so important, especially we're going through this time. There's so many tzaros in the world for the klal, for the prat, for all of klal Yisrael, for every individual. We have to uplift ourselves, not fall into the down feelings, the blue feelings, whatever you want to call them, the feelings that, oh, things are not going well. Focus on that we have that Avas Hashem. Hashem loves us so much. And Mamela, everything in life is Shuashua. It's a sweet interaction. Sometimes it's challenging. Okay, if it's challenging, I'm going to step up to the challenge because this challenge is coming from my beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, we should be Seicha to look at life in such a fashion. And then life will be pleasant for us, for those around us, And the Iker that will have a pleasant relation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that loves us through much, through his beloved mitzvahs.